Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sanda. This week, I'd like to talk to you about values, alignment and authenticity. Now, for those of you who know me, I'm quite passionate about values, alignment and authenticity. And I guess it's because of the journey I've been on as someone who didn't really know myself. Growing up quite nervous, not sure of what I stood for and how I came across. And I guess it was just that sort of awkward stage of life where I wasn't sure what I wanted to be and who I was. And it took me a while to figure this out. But the reason why I want to talk to you about this in particular, as much as it's my passion, it's been really interesting. Over the last couple of weeks, random conversations. I've had about 4 or 5 different conversations with people, and we've started talking about values. The conversation had been centered around how some of them aren't enjoying their work, even though they've been there a while, and it just no longer feels congruent with who they are. And they are now looking for something else. And I was talking to them, and it was really just a bit of advice that I gave them, which is, before you jump, you might want to think about who you are in terms of your personal values. Clearly, where you are isn't congruent with who you are. But before we make the move, we need to define who we are. What are our personal values? What do we stand for? Now, one of the ways we can do this is a really good way of understanding, or at least becoming cognizant with our personal values, is to focus on our life events that have shaped our outlook in the world. So there have been, if you look back on your life, there will be significant life events that have either shaped your outlook or shaped the way you think, but there'll be something that's defined how you see the world around you. So for example, when I was young, growing up, I was in awe of somebody in our life who had a lot of courage. And I was sat there thinking, that's amazing. I wish I could be like that. Not thinking that my father was somebody who had that. And it actually took me my executive coaching course to make me realize through a series of reflections that it was my father, and it always has been my father, who's demonstrated more courage in my life to me than anybody else. But I hadn't become cognizant of it. So courage is a really important thing for me. The courage to do things, the courage to stand up, the courage to say something, as is justice and various other, you know, I can go into all my personal values. But the point is, these values shape the behaviors, how we behave and how we interact with the world around us. Now, the conversations I've been having have been shaping behaviors that are out of kilter with personal values. And what it's meant is, and what it's led to, is people feeling exhausted, mentally and physically exhausted, keeping up with the pace of people around them with whom they share little in terms of values, with an organization with whom they share very little in terms of values. And so one of the things we often don't think about is the degree of alignment with our values. I have a very, very quick example I want to share with you. This week, I was really fortunate to become an audience member of the BBC show Question Time, which airs in the UK every week. This is a topical news program looking at social and political issues every week with a panel of guests who are specialists in the topic of the week and an audience who then come along and participate in questioning and challenging the panelists. And so when I got the call to say, congratulations, you've got a space to or a slot to be an audience member, on one hand, I was excited, but on the other hand, I was petrified. This was going to be on TV. What if I said something wrong? What if I came across wrong? What are the people going to be like there? What if I was surrounded by people who had completely different values to me? So I made my way over to the venue. Nervous, I can tell you. I was petrified. I was nervous. And I got to the venue and everybody was in the same boat. And we got talking to each other, small talk. But there were two people who really stuck out for me. We got talking and immediately through what was being said, we realized we had very aligned values to each other. And at one point, somebody said something that then just tested are we in the same boat here in terms of our values? And there was a sigh of relief. We could let our guard down, we could be ourselves. It was liberating. We ended up sticking around together for the whole program. Loved it. And I'm going to stay in touch with one of the guys. But this is the power of aligned values. When we meet people who are aligned to our values, it's like meeting ourselves. It's like, you know, looking in the mirror. It just feels so natural, so comfortable. We don't have to act and we're not having to pretend. So for those people who I've been talking to over the last couple of weeks, my advice has been, before you go off and do anything, become cognizant with your own values. What are the things that have shaped your outlook in life? Why have they shaped your outlook? What was significant about them? And how are you going to define whether the organization you're about to go into has aligned values? Organizations have lots of values written on pieces of paper, bags of toilets, or escalators, wherever. But actually, what is it? What are the lived values that people are saying it's like working there? That's the significant thing. And once you can find out that, you can then define whether they are aligned to your values or not. And values alignment leads to authenticity. The more aligned we are living a life aligned to our values, the more authentic we can be. And again, this is a journey that's taken me years to understand for myself. Living a life as a child, very nervous, not realizing who I was. And by the time I realized, that's when I was able to live a life liberated of worrying about people, what people might think of me. Worrying about how I had to behave with people, how I had to conduct myself. At least now I'm really comfortable in my own skin. I am who I am. And I really like who I am. I have faults. My wife will tell me plenty. But I'm living my own life. I came across a really nice quote. I can't attribute the author to this. I'm sorry. But the quote was, values are like lighthouses. They are signals giving us direction, meaning and purpose. Certainly that's what my values have been to me. When I get stuck, when I've got to make a decision, I have my personal values written down. They help me define whether I should go left or right, whether I should go move forward or backward, what I should do. So values are important, and we mustn't allow our values to be eroded in places of work where they're not valued, in places of work where they're not aligned. Are you working in a team, maybe, where you've got misaligned values? Are you working in a function with misaligned values? But take it beyond that. Our loved ones, our homes, our partners. Life's too short, and we've got to look after ourselves, and we've got to live a life aligned to our values. So, what are your personal values? How are they shaping your outlook? And is work exhausting? Not because it's intense, but because actually it's totally misaligned to you as a person and your values. If it is, you need to look somewhere else. You need to get out. You need to find a place aligned to your values. If you're thinking of doing something, taking the leap to start your own business and or do something, anything like this, that may be on your mind, and it's been on your mind for years. Is there a personal value in there that says, I don't know, courage, whatever it might be? Stop and listen to your heart and follow your values. They're the most significant things that have, I think, shape our outlook, shape our behaviors, shape the way we interact with others around us. And we don't spend enough time considering our values and our motivations. So that's why I wanted to talk to you about values alignment and authenticity. The conversations I've had this week really centered around, this is not who I am, and therefore you need to do something about it. And also centered around, this is exhausting, I'm not living an authentic life. So I'm going to leave this with you. Values alignment. I've also attached to the podcast a sheet allowing you to explore your values, but also values have two dimensions I found. They have a superpower element, which makes us amazing. But the other side of it is, when driven too far, they can cause us a challenge. So take the value of courage, for example. The superpower is, we might try things, or I might try things that most people wouldn't. For me, courage is important. So it might mean I will put myself out there where others wouldn't. The flip side of courage, though, is I could be reckless. So I need to be mindful of that. So this is just a template for you to start to think about your personal values and what's the superpower side of them and what's the challenge, so you can become more cognizant of them when you're out and about interacting with the world around you. So that's all from me today. Values, alignment, and authenticity. Remember that quote, values are like lighthouses. They are signals giving us direction, meaning, and purpose. Human beings are driven by purpose. What are your values driving you to do? What are the behaviors? And how are you living your life in alignment to those values? Join me again next week. More thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, and I guess life. That's all from me today. Aaron Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.